Microsoft is a source of good jobs and stability in our region, but it's been struggling to change as consumers move away from computers and toward mobile devices. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, Microsoft's earnings show the company is gaining traction.
Microsoft has been trying to transform into a devices and services company. This is the first earnings report since the change, and it shows better results. Al Hilwa is director of software development research at IDC in Seattle.
This is by no means a company on the ropes like it's been portrayed the last few weeks. This is good news on multiple fronts, really.
Sales and profits are up. Business services were strongest, with cloud computing showing 100% growth. Tablet sales picked up. Even Bing did better. It's now 18% of all U.S. searches. Sid Parekh is technology analyst at McAdams Wright Reagan. He says every single unit did better than expected. But he says Apple and Google still rule the mobile devices market.
And for Microsoft to, you know, kind of catch up there, they have a very long ways to go. So when you, when you look at these numbers, yeah, they're clearly better in the context of what those numbers looked like in the past. But again, they're nowhere near where they need to be.
Microsoft has other challenges ahead. It needs to get consumers attached to its latest operating system, Windows 8.1. Its Xbox One entertainment system and Surface tablet need to shine over the holidays. And it needs to replace CEO Steve Ballmer, who is leaving in the next year. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.